Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
There's not much fear in the stock market's fear gauge.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says investors are as optimistic about the stock market as they have been in nearly a quarter century, according to one closely followed indicator. This lack of worry helped drive the stock market fear gauge to its lowest level Monday since 1993. What is the fear gauge, and what exactly is its significance? Joining us is the Wall Street Journal's Gunjan Banerjee. Okay, Gunjan, tell us what the fear gauge is.
Sure, Charlie. Thank you for having me. So this is a really widely watched index, and people think of it as an index of market anxiety because when people are buying protective insurance through options on their S&P 500 stocks, that is reflected in the VIX, and it's impacted by options prices on the S&P 500. So when people are fearful of market declines, they're buying a lot of insurance, the VIX tends to go up. When people are a little bit more, you know, happy about how things are going and they're not hedging as much through options, it can go down. And as you mentioned, it fell really, really low yesterday, which caught a lot of people off guard.
What did stocks do on Monday? They were basically unchanged?
Yeah, basically unchanged. I mean, they did end up reaching a new net record, the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ, but they reached a new record Friday, were a little changed yesterday. So it was a relatively large move downward for this so-called fear gauge relative to stocks not moving much.
So this is the CBOE Volatility Index, and for short, they call it the VIX.
Exactly. So this is an index managed by the Chicago Board Options Exchange, and they have licensing rights to this index. And around it, they've built, you know, futures contracts on the VIX, options contracts on the VIX, which have been wildly popular since the financial crisis, when the VIX hit a record 80.86 in November of 2008. And, you know, ever since then, volatility products, stock-like products, like exchange-traded products, have really taken off that all track this index, the VIX.
And as we've mentioned before, the VIX typically moves opposite of stocks. And as we saw Monday, that was not always the case.
Exactly. So it's supposed to be inversely correlated to stocks, and it is most of the time. But, you know, in May, we've had 2 days where it's moving in the same direction of stocks, which can be a little bit disarming because as stocks are moving up and you see this so-called fear gauge moving up as well, it's not what the normal relationship of that index is.
And what level did it come down to on Monday? What was the exact number there?
It was 9.77.
And that's like the second lowest of all time?
It's in the top lowest of all time, yes.
I'm speaking with Gunjan Banerjee of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Gunjan, tell us exactly why the VIX has been so low.
The simple reason is that stocks have risen since President Trump's election. You know, the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ reached new highs yesterday, and stocks have been doing really well. That's the simple answer. Others say that, you know, options traders tend to need a near-term catalyst in order to place their bets, such as a Federal Reserve meeting or a jobs report or an election or something like that. So a lot of the people I spoke to mentioned that after the French election on Sunday, where the centrist candidate won rather than the far-right candidate, that pushed volatility down even lower. And European volatility fell as well. And European and U.S. volatility tend to be pretty connected.
Yeah, that probably took a lot of the fear out of investors when that French election went the way it did.
Exactly. Like last year, we saw major spikes in the VIX around Brexit, around the U.S. election. There were very short spikes, and volatility has been pretty low and pretty muted over the past few years. But nonetheless, we did see those spikes around those key moments.
Let's talk about people who don't really swallow what the VIX might tell us. There are some investors that aren't so sanguine about the fear gauge. They think it's a contrary indicator of where the market might go.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who say it's not the perfect insurance and that it's wrong to think of it as an indicator of the near-term direction of the market. There are some people who view it as a market indicator, and others say that is wrong. You cannot view the fear gauge as an indicator of the market's near-term movements. Just because it's low today does not mean it's going to rise tomorrow. Volatility can stay low for long periods of time. And just because it's really low or really high doesn't mean that we're going to see a sell-off within the next 30 days.
But based on what's been happening lately, it doesn't look like the fear gauge is going to ascend sharply anytime soon. Can we say that, or can't we even say that?
You know, the people I spoke to do think that it's possible we could have low volatility for a lot longer. And everyone seems to agree it's really hard to time when volatility will pick up. And volatility helps options traders. It helps active managers. They like to see those stock swings because it helps them make money. So a lot of people are frustrated by these really, really low levels that we've seen over the past few years.
Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.